Welcome to Instant Analysis. Time now to look back at Ohio State's 52-34 win over Cal. And the big story before the game even started was, would Braxton Miller play? Found out in warmups, he would not. That knee injury, the sprained MCL, keeping him out of the game, that meant Kenny Guyton would start his first ever game at Ohio State. And the backup turned starter did pretty well tonight in his first ever start, 21 of 32, 276 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions. He rushed it 14 times for 92 yards, so he totals 368 yards, four touchdowns. He did have one turnover. He fumbled the ball one time, but for his first start ever, not too shabby for Kenny Guyton. And it's great to see that the Buckeyes do not have to change their offense in any way, shape, or form, whether it's Guyton or Braxton Miller in there running the show. So Kenny Guyton proving once again that he is the best backup quarterback in the entire country. He could be starting at numerous Division I schools. Guyton wasn't the only story on offense, though, tonight. Jordan Hall, 30 carries, 168 yards, and a career-high three touchdowns. And Devin Smith, how about Guyton and Smith on the second play from scrimmage for the Buckeyes on offense? They hook up on a 90-yard touchdown pass. It's the longest play from scrimmage in Ohio State history. So history was made tonight with Kenny Guyton and Devin Smith. Not bad in your first start ever for Kenny Guyton. Oh, by the way, Devin Smith, a 47-yard touchdown grab as well. He catches three passes, 149 yards, two touchdowns on the evening, and proving once again that he is the Buckeyes' best deep play threat when it comes to the wide receivers. But Dontre Wilson, you might want to add him in there in the not too distant future. All he did tonight was carry it five times, 59 yards, catch three passes for 48 more yards, return two kicks for 46 yards, over 150 yards of total offense. And as he becomes more comfortable in this offense and the coaches become more comfortable with him, look out. This is a kid that is going to be a big play weapon for the Buckeyes as this season unfolds. So the touchdowns today, three for Jordan Hall, Devin Smith with two, Philly Brown with one, Chris Fields with one, Drew Basil with a solid game in the kicking game. He connected on his only field goal attempt, perfect on the extra points, 7 of 7. So the offense racks up over 600 yards of offense against Cal with Kenny Guyton in his first game ever as a starter running the show. And you have to be happy if you're Urban Meyer when you look at the offensive numbers. Defensively, not so happy if you're Urban Meyer, Everett Withers, and the rest of the defensive coaches, as they give up 34 points to this Cal team and over 500 yards of offense. They did create two turnovers. Christian Bryant with an interception. Michael Bennett recovered a fumble after Ryan Shazier sacked the quarterback and forced the fumble. And so they did get a couple of turnovers, but only two turnovers, not enough, especially when you consider how many plays that Cal ran. They had a number of interceptions that were dropped. Bradley Roby got beat numerous times. The tackling, again, was poor like it was last year at Cal. That's the biggest weakness of this defense, the tackling. They do not wrap up and finish well. And if they're going to challenge the Oregons and the Alabamas for a national championship, the Buckeyes are going to have to tackle better. Because if they don't, they'll have no chance of beating those high-powered offenses from Alabama and Oregon. And you can throw in maybe Clemson and some of the other teams that will be battling for the top spots in the country into playing that BCS National Championship game. Ryan Shazier, though, did have a sack and that forced fumble. So he shows up big. He's probably their best tackler, but they need more from that linebacking core and better tackling and coverage from that secondary, as Bradley Roby, a potential number one pick in the NFL draft, was beat numerous times today and missed a couple of tackles. That's got to improve if you're going to be a number one draft pick in the NFL. And also, got to give credit, though, to Joey Bosa, the freshman, started for the injured Adolphus Washington. Bosa, early in the game, had a tackle for a loss. He's going to be a beast in about a year for Urban Meyer. Steve Miller and Chase Ferris, contributing to local boys from Elyria and Kent McKinley because of the lack of depth on that defensive line. Some guys hurt, and as many plays as Cal ran tonight, those guys came in there and did a decent job. The defense did enough, the offense more than enough, and the Buckeyes pick up the win, 52-34 over Cal. That's 3-0 this season for the Buckeyes, and 15-0 under Urban Meyer. The 15 consecutive wins, the longest winning streak in the country right now. The Ohio State Buckeyes ranked number 4 in one poll, number 3 in the other. They should probably stay right there as the polls come out on Sunday or Monday, whenever that happens this week. But the Buckeyes, with a good win on the road, but a lot of work to do, especially on defense, if they want to challenge for the national championship. There's your look back at the Ohio State 52-34 win in instant analysis. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.